frequently check to see whether your mind is on the object or not. By doing this over and over, you will come to notice immediately when your mind has become distracted by something else. Eventually, you will notice when your mind is about to stray from the object, and you will be able to keep it there. This ability is mindfulness. The technique for recognizing whether laxity or excitement is preventing the mind from developing clarity and stability is called introspection. This frequent inspection of whether the object is clear and stable is done not with the full force of the mind, but as if from the side, so as not to interfere with the mind's focus on the object. Indeed, to achieve powerful mindfulness, you need to monitor whether you are staying focused on the object. But the special function of introspection at this point is to see whether the mind has come under the influence of laxity or excitement, not just whether it is staying on the object or not. As the Indian scholar yogi Bhava Viveka says, the elephant of the mind wandering wildly is to be securely bound with the rope of mindfulness to the pillar of an object of meditation, gradually to be tamed with the hook of wisdom. Within your own experience, you need to recognize when your mode of meditation has become too excited or too lax, and determine the best practice for adjusting it, as explained in the next two sections. As your faculty of introspection develops, you will gain an inner sense of the right level of tautness, like tuning a guitar string, until the right balance is found, neither too sharp nor too flat. Eventually, as a result of your own accumulated experience, you will be able to detect laxity and excitement just before they arise and implement techniques to prevent their arising by tightening or loosening the mind's mode of apprehending the object. Meditative reflection. 1. Place your mind on the object of meditation. 2. Using introspection, from time to time, check to see whether your mind remains on the object. 3. When you find that it has strayed, recall the object and put your mind back on it as often as needed. In this way, you will develop the faculties of mindfulness and introspection.